It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, special guest this week on the Lane Mitchell Show podcast, Young the Giant. Yeah, they perform live to digital in Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Cuts from their brand new album, and of course, highlights from the past week's shows. Heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. If you're a fan of the show, you can follow me on Twitter at Laineroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. If you're not a fan, well, you can follow me in a dark parking lot? I don't know. We could be Facebook friends, too. That's probably safer for both of us.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 23rd of April. It was on this date in 1988 that smoking was first banned on flights. Funny how 26 years later, it's still near impossible to board a plane that isn't equipped with ashtrays. Regulations still strictly stipulate that members of the flight deck must tell you not to smoke and then embark on a 20-minute explanation of how the common seatbelt works, despite the fact that literally everyone in the airport somehow managed to figure it out before the car ride over. And the FDA has approved powdered alcohol for sale in the U.S. Yeah, like just add water, vodka. Now, while I like the idea of not having to pack a truck box full of beer for a weekend camping trip, I'd give it about 3 seconds before somebody tried to snort it. Apparently, they planned for that eventuality. You'd have to snort about half a cup to equal a single drink. It's called Palcohol, and while it's not for sale in our country yet, the Canadian Food and Drug Administration often does follow the U.S. with these kinds of things. And scientists say they could control the weather with a laser beam. Of course, the laser would have to be huge and the right combination of range, precision, and strength. But theoretically, one day, they'll be able to artificially control rain and lightning over a large expanse. Although there are no plans yet to make a giant laser beam. Well, that is unless you ask a Bond villain.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Häagen-Dazs has released two new flavors of ice cream in Japan. One, tomato cherry, and the other, carrot orange. Perfect for that health-conscious pregnant woman whose man just ran out on her? Talk about a niche market. And John Bon Jovi opened a low-income housing development in Philly earlier this week. The Jove donated, get this, $16.6 million to build the 55-unit complex to house the desperate, downtrodden, and unemployed. So in other words, Richie Sambora. Yeah, he built Richie Sambora a condo. And a Swiss performance artist has been giving birth to abstract paintings at Germany's Art Cologne Fair by pushing eggs filled with paint out of her, womanhood. Yeah, she stands naked above a white sheet before allowing the eggs to break and splatter into colorful designs. The canvas is then folded in two to look like a uterus. Fun fact, when I first read this story, I was eating an egg salad sandwich. I finished it, too. I'm kind of proud of myself.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The man who stole the design for radio. Guglielmo Marconi was born on this day in 1874. Fun fact, Guglielmo's brother, Tickle Me Elmo, wouldn't be born for another 120 years. And the FCC is proposing new internet rules that would allow companies to pay for faster delivery of their content. I mean, if you're a news agency that prides itself on delivering news alerts first, faster is definitely better. Conversely, you posting pictures of your cat? Not as time sensitive. Mr. Bojangles will still hate Mondays next week. And women with wider hips have more sexual partners. UK researchers measured 148 women across the widest part of their hips. They found women with hips wider than 14.2 inches had significantly more sexual partners and were more inclined to engage in one-night stands. You know, I like how we refer to these guys as researchers. Researchers in the UK found women with wider hips had more partners. I mean, nothing against being curvy, and being curvy doesn't make you fat, but being overweight definitely increases your hip size. One could easily reword this summary to read, guys out for one-night stands had better luck with fat chicks. Although I do agree, that sounds a little bit less researchy, doesn't it?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Well, it was 100 years ago today that the air conditioner was invented.
was also presumably the day the phrase, "Close that damn door, I'm not trying to air condition the whole neighborhood," was first coined. And Taco Bell will soon begin testing a new restaurant called Taco Company and Urban Tap Room. Yeah, licensed taco place. The menu will actually include open-faced tacos with lobster and brisket. Now, eating a taco is sloppy at the best of times. Just imagine an open-faced taco after 9 beer. If you're anything like me, I'd bring a clean shirt. And TV news, could Big Bang Theory be coming to an end? Could be. While there's no talk of ending the show just yet, Jim Parsons, Kaley Cuoco-Sweeting, and Johnny Galecki's contracts will all expire after season 10. The question becomes at that point, will the studio fork over the kind of money it'll take to renew them? And just how old are your underwear? Believe it or not, if you're the average man, you hang on to a pair of tighty whities for a whopping 7 years. 7 years. 22% of men in the survey even admitted to wearing the same pair of underwear multiple days in a row, which I found a little surprising. Not that guys wear the same pair of underwear day after day, more so the fact that they admit it.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Young the Giant. You guys probably have nothing better to do, so I don't even need to thank you for being here, I'm sure. Seriously, thank you so much. We love doing these. How's the tour going?
It's been good. We know we've been on the road for about 8 or 9 weeks now. We have about 2 weeks left, so we see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it's been a lot of fun, a lot of adventures. Yeah.
Now, I feel like there's still a lot of misconceptions out there about a band touring in 2014. Run us through a typical day.
Well, some days we do this, and then, I don't know, you wake up, like, your whole, like, schedule kind of shifts back because, you know, by the time you're done playing a show, it's like 11:30, and you're still kind of pumped up. So, I mean, I honestly go to sleep at, like, 3 every morning, or 3 in the morning every night, and then I wake up at, like, 11, and then we do this stuff, and we've been trying to be more active and, you know, some yoga, some exercise, all that stuff.
Do you guys take classes? Like, I mean, if we were to, boogie down White Avenue, like, would we see you in a yoga class, or do you guys get recognized?
Yeah.
Sometimes we like play one of our songs during the class, and it's like the worst to concentrate.
You hear like a cheesy dance mix of My Body or something. You're like, oh god. Well, again, thanks for being here. The first song you're going to play for us is from the new album, It's About Time. Young the Giant, everyone.
Yeah. We normally don't do this one acoustic, so. I don't wanna go.
like I'm on the Truman Show. Best you let go, you don't wanna know. Yeah, better blow.
Pistols, pistols, pistols.
Shh. Lights low, gone, baby, go. It's a bad time. I want a tarot. Don't go, go. It's about time. It's about. Paradise, paradigms, paralyzers. You're crazy. All the cards you organize, shuffle twice in front of my eyes. Everybody has, needs, wants a cold gun. Lights, love, God, baby, go. It's about time. I'm on a tarot. Don't go, go. It's about time. It's about.
Thank you.
It's a Young the Giant Sonic session. More upfront guitars on that first single, and by a mile, probably a surprise to a lot of fans. Was that a conscious effort?
I think so. When we wrote the song, we had never intended on being a single or even the first single, but it just felt right. It felt natural and made a statement for us, you know, for this record, as we wanted to do something a little bit different, and we wanted to test our boundaries and also, you know, have people evolve with us, and that was the intent. And you know, this is just the first single. We have a couple more, hopefully, so we'll see.
Well, testing boundaries is kind of a theme for the album as well. Is that based solely on challenges for the band, or is that sort of a personal story or journey?
I mean, I think, well, it's...
I'm not asking if your parents beat you or anything. I'm just saying, like...
Well, I think a lot of the problem comes from the fact that for a long time that was the same thing, you know, like the band and personal life is not necessarily a problem. We started living with each other when we were 18, and have lived in four houses with each other. And I think running this record, there was a lot of internal pressure that we put on ourselves to think outside the box and do something different. And I think thinking about it so much made it a much greater ordeal than it actually was, emotionally for us as well, because you know, it was hard to separate, you know, writing and creating music from your feelings and things that are happening in your life. And I think it took us just reconnecting with each other and realizing, you know, that we just need to enjoy ourselves and do what we do best and just get in a room and play with each other.
Well, when you have such a successful album, is it is there a lot of pressure to rewrite that album, one, or two, sort of go the opposite direction so that you're not sort of pigeonholed into one style or anything like that? So when the scene moves on, like, you know, do you go, oh, geez, maybe we should do dubstep. You know, maybe we should get everybody's using synths right now. Get a synth player.
I think for us, it was kind of a natural progression coming home from a long period of touring on the first album. We didn't necessarily feel sick of these songs, but we just felt like we were so far away from not stylistically, but as musicians, I think we had... felt like we had experienced so much and learned so much from being on the road and playing every night together that when we got home, it just came out naturally, I think, that we wanted to evolve with the new influences of music we were all listening to, and we were very inspired by, you know, Talking Heads and David Bowie, and that's kind of what, you know, helped guide us into us wanting to experiment with different styles of songwriting and also different instrumentation. You know, that's kind of the... coloring some of the songs, a lot of the songs, with some synth and drum machines and samples.
I noticed that the guy who produced your record is a guy who produces Beck. You're like, we got the Beck guy.
Yeah. You know, as a, you know, a band, our favorite group is Radiohead, and they work with Nigel Godrich, who works with Beck, and it's just kind of this incestuous pool of coolness, and, you know, to just be involved in that a little bit.
I think they inspire us in the way that, like you were mentioning earlier about how, you know, do you want to come into making a second record and have it be completely different? And I don't think we want our second record to be completely different. I think that we really look up to the people like Beck and Radiohead and David Bowie and Talking Heads for being able to reinvent themselves in a way that held true to what they were doing and also kind of broke down the boundaries of, you know, being in this one set box.
I only half read this fact. I was on the treadmill at the gym today. I was trolling through, reading up on your latest album, and I read something about Mike Einziger of Incubus having some sort of a role.
Yeah, well, we had gone on tour with Incubus for about 6 weeks in 2011 before our headlining run. And they just kind of took us in. They're a Southern California band, particularly Mike. After the tour, we'd kept in touch with the guys, and we were looking for a spot that we didn't have too many strings attached to. We just kind of wanted to get into a studio, jam for about a month, and then get back on the road again because we were kind of in the middle of everything. And Mike was like, well, I'm touring in Europe with Incubus, and you guys are more than welcome to stay at my house. So he let us live at his house in Malibu. We live like right next door to Tom Petty, which was crazy. but I never saw Tom Petty.
He wasn't out mowing his lawn in like socks and sandals or anything?
Yeah, he apparently doesn't like talking about music with anyone. So.
Well, thanks again for being here. The next song you're going to play for us is Firelight. Young the Giant, everyone.
I've been waiting many hours by the silent moon, and in the wild, the jungle flower, your toxic perfume. Tell my friends I'm gone, it's true. I've passed on now to the eyes of a dark, lost blue. Can you feel it? Is this the end of the road? Falling in deep, lost in a dream. Me, I could
be free. In a dream.
Well, that was hardly beautiful at all. Young the Giant, Firelight in the Sonic Listener Lounge. Samir, I read somewhere that you're a Hemingway guy. You used to be. What are you reading these days, and how does that sort of filter down when you're putting on your lyricist hat?
Well, during the record, I was reading Anna Karenina by Tolstoy. I was fascinated by trying to tell a story without injecting too much style and just kind of be objective. And then, you know, like, all of us are Murakami fans and stuff like that as well. So, like, there's a lot of magical realism stuff involved, and being a little bit mysterious with the lyrics and a little bit opaque is fun sometimes too. You don't have to always have like a linear story where everyone has to have their own meaning, you know. I think that was a big part of the first record as well.
You ever see a work of art that you kind of go, man, I wish that was mine. I wish I came up with it. If you had to choose a book that you could have written,
it would for sure be Anna Karenina, one of the best written novels of all time.
Thank you guys again so much for being here. The new album is called Mind Over Matter. Young the Giant, everyone.
Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do remind me of my Lexus coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that toot-toot. Let me hear that beep beep. Running her hand to my flow, bouncing on 20 bars while they're playing on the radio. Still remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. I'm sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Lane Mitchell, Lane Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.